Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I think that this is lipstick that is not necessarily needed right now.
My hope is that there's three commissioners today that understand the optics of this.
I look at this as, you know, we can kind of lead by example. We can kind of say, you know what, we're going to be frugal.
I'm going to stand by what I said to you at the meeting. Is it needed? I mean, we can hear air conditioning right now. Yes, it's definitely needed, but is it critical?
So you're having this conversation, Santa Rosa County Commission, about a enormous, massive budgetary item of $150,000, and in a $5 million maintenance budget, and it was to renovate the boardroom. Not to make it pretty and sweet and wonderful, but to make it functional, you know, for the people who are in the audience and cannot hear. And it's a combination of the loudness of the air conditioner, being able to work on the acoustic tiles, being able to, in the ceiling, better carpeting that would do sound dampening. John, you build studios for a living. Does the surfaces in the room make for a difference in how the acoustics behave?
Well, yes.
Sometimes a dramatic difference, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so this is not meant to make life better for the commissioners. It's meant to make life better for the citizens who show up and want to, you know, hear what's going on. And sometimes they cannot, including microphones and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, the Pitchfork Posse, Jerry Cooey and Sherry Chapman, are founding members, got a hold of this idea. And a couple of their buddies on Facebook and whatever got a hold of this. And they thought, we are going to pitch a fit over this. And we're going to, this is a great way to twist everybody up in Santa Rosa County that the commission is wasting all of this money on frivolous things. And they're not doing the basics of, you know, building the storm ponds and managing the storm water and renovating the roads. And we're going to scare everybody real good. And we're going to use this for political leverage. That's the short version of how we got here. If you want the longer version, in the 6 o'clock hour, we did the first half of this, this series today. Second half is, okay, so Rhett Rowell says, I don't know, you know, we should be more frugal because we're worried about the future. Bobby Burkett says, yeah, you know, we might lose local option sales tax. We might lose property taxes. We don't know what the future holds, even though we did approve the budget for this already last year. And Ray Eddington has not spoken yet, but he is going to be on the side of waiting. And then Kerry Smith says, so this is District 2. Kerry Smith says, I don't know, man, we put $5 million into maintenance, which let's just not do maintenance. If we can't spend $150,000 on this project, maybe we should just put all of the money into something else and buy sidewalks and roads and just not do maintenance. To which I said, you have to do maintenance. Maintenance is a part of the operation. But okay, and he doesn't like the tone of it because he feels like they're being threatened over the local option sales tax and whatnot. All right, so that's kind of the first half of this thing. Then Colton Wright, County Commission Chairman Colton Wright, whom I will say I agree with Colton probably 90%+ of the time. Colton's a commissioner I'd want to be when I grow up. He's one of the best ones we've ever had. And so, you know, typically when he talks, I'm paying attention. So here goes.
Just for the record, I don't remember ever using the term broke when we had our strategic planning workshop, but it has been put out in the social, I like Commissioner Burkett, when you say social misinformation network, I totally believe that, because I think what happens is the people that have positive things to say don't say anything because they don't want to get beat up by all the people that have something negative to say. And then you look at the ones that have something negative to say and you start drilling down and doing research. It's amazing how many of them comment on a Santa Rosa County topic and they live in the city of Fort Walton Beach. Or they live in Pensacola, or they live somewhere else. Or they may just visit here once a year, or they came here, or they lived here 20 years ago.
Oh, I mean, social media, I have become convinced of it. The social media is a pure idiocracy. It's run by the idiots. The loudest, most obnoxious, least informed people who are so sure of their opinions are the ones who talk all the time. And the people who are reasonable are like, I mean, I don't think that's that big of an issue, but I don't want to get into a big fight with these dummies. you know, don't say anything on social media. And so it looks like it's an overwhelming consensus of the fools, which is, that's idiocracy. That's what the word means, is a rule, you know, governing by the fools.
But it's frustrating that, number one, the individual that brought this up and made this an issue, as Commissioner Smith said, it's like a threat. I'm not going to support the sales tax. I'm going to work against it.
He's talking about Jerry Cooey.
And I know that wasn't directly said, but the fact is that individual has campaigned against a local option sales tax every single time, regardless of what was said originally. Like, I'll support it, but no, that's not a lie. So.
Now Jerry's chirping from the audience. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze through that construction zone, experiencing about an 18-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Thanks so much, John. So Colton Wright goes out and explains, look, every year constitutional officers return money from their budget, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars here, whatever. The county commission didn't spend $8 million last year. They had budgeted. So they're well under projections. $500,000 on facilities alone last year that they did not spend. So they've got the money that they have underspent consistently. They certainly can afford. They're not broke.
I understand optics, gentlemen. I do. And everything we say and do gets cut up, manipulated. You know, you take 2 minutes and it gets cut up into a 30-second segment when you've got different portions of it cut together and edited together. Everything we say gets used against us. And that's the seat we sit in. We all agree to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I play a lot of clips. I try to play so much that nobody could possibly complain that I've misrepresented. In fact, you know, it's always kind of funny. One of the most common compliments I get from people is they say, you cover both sides. And I always feel a little guilty about that compliment because I know I take sides a lot and give you my which side I think is right. But I guess what they mean is I present both sides. And I mean, if you can't present the sides fairly, then you shouldn't be talking about the sides and you shouldn't have your own opinion. So I always believe in, you know, being honest. In fact, I have such an aversion to editing mistakes or, you know, changing people's meaning in the editing. That's why I play so much audio, because I don't want anybody to ever accuse me. But it happens all the time on social media. Cherry pick pieces, out of context quotes. I mean, it's crazy. And as much for local politicians as it is for anybody else.
At the same time, I mean, when staff has been putting something off for this amount of time, and look, I understand staff's position. They're concerned because, gosh, if I bring this to the board, they may take heat over this. If I bring this, they may take heat over.
Yeah, they want to look out for avoiding the drama too. Colton Wright says, look, the administration has been authorized to do this. We all voted for the budget last year and put it in there for this $150,000 renovation for, you know, better carpeting and ceiling tiles and microphones and sound system and air conditioning dampening to make the experience better for the citizens. And now all of a sudden y'all are freaking out. They could have just done this on their own piecemeal. And under $50,000, they were authorized by the budget to do it. But instead, Brad puts it all together, does his one big project. It's $150,000 altogether, so he comes back for authorization. And you're punishing them for being good stewards. This is so ridiculous.
Brad, Jared, Sabrina, I am sorry to have put you through this. I'm going to tell my fellow board members, I'm sorry you guys are even dealing with this, because I know the gist of where this came from. We all know that there's some people that are very unhappy with me, and they want to hang this on my head. And that's why I'm very happy to make the arguments about it, because I think at some point we have to listen to staff when they have things like basic facility needs and improvements that need to be made that have been discussed for 8 years going back for administrators.
This is 8 years they've been talking about doing this for $150,000. My God, talk about, you know, being penny wise and pound foolish, the people who are complaining about this thing. It's crazy.
Gentlemen, I'll leave it up to y'all to do what you want with it. But I find it very frustrating that we can't do the basics.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Bobby Burkett says it's not about social media. He says it's just that he's worried about the future and the, you know, revenue changes. Ray Eddington, District 4, Navarre.
I've talked to people in Navarre yesterday. I had so many complaints. I've never had in my life that many phone calls yesterday.
On this?
Talking about this.
Insane.
And I see where they're coming from. I really do. I've had some said, hey, you can't do this for us, but you can do that. And I understand. I do understand where they're coming from.
So because we can't do a $100 million road project, we also can't afford to make the boardroom function properly? Really?
Yeah. We might need to move this down for another year. But, people, it's going to cost us a heck of a lot more money.
Well, then don't do it.
If we do this.
Good Lord.
But I understand. If the people don't want it and y'all can listen over that air conditioner, that's fine with me. I got hearing aids. I just turn them up.
No need to fix it. We'll just use our hearing aids louder.
But people realize it's going to cost more money next year if we do it.
That's why you don't wait.
I'm with my people in the bar.
Unbelievable.
I'll stand with them the way they feel, you know.
This is why I couldn't
and
be a politician.
And I know you got people in your district probably feeling the same way. But that's where I'm at. I'm going to stick with my people in my district. What they asked me.
This is why I couldn't be a politician. Because I couldn't be up there and be like, I know what the right thing is to do. I know what the prudent thing is to do. I know what the smart thing, and I'm going to, you know, and the way I'm going to lead is by not doing any of that, but I got a lot of phone calls. I'm going to give in to them. Because that's what you have to do in politics. You have to do what the people want. And it'd be hard. You can tell. You can hear it in my voice now. Okay, so Brad Baker, county administrator.
It seems like everybody keeps pointing this at staff. The job, the role of administration is to bring what is in the budget. We do not, well, I won't speak for everybody. I can tell you, I could care less. I can hear y'all fine. I can hear when they're at the speaker fine. I don't care. It was in the budget. My threshold is 50,000. Anything above that is coming to y'all. I don't care what you approve or don't approve. I'm going to bring it to you because that's what you hired me to do. You hired me to present a budget to you. You approve it. Anything that's below my threshold, I'm going to make happen. Anything that's above, that's on you five gentlemen right here.
So it was in the budget, but bringing it back because it, you know, not below the $50,000 threshold.
But everybody keeps saying staff. This is not staff driven. We started this. We have done improvements to both this room and the Tiger Point room. It did start before District 1 and 3 were on the board. But the other three we have done, we spent $80,000 in the last couple of years, over 40 of it at Tiger Point, and we only meet there once a quarter. So
yeah, because the public wanted it.
Don't worry. Matter of fact, they even say I don't have feelings. I only have a feeling. And I promise you it's about my family, not anything y'all decide in here. So don't worry about hurting staff's feelings. Our goal is to bring forth what you have in your budget.
They say I only have a feeling, not feelings. That's funny.
I'm glad you brought up Tiger Point because that reminded me of something. You know, there was a discussion by the board to say, hey, we've got deficient audiovisual at Tiger Point. And is it worth having one meeting a quarter there?
Yeah, good question.
And the outcry from the public was, we want meetings at Tiger Point, spend the money. And we spent $40,000 to upgrade the AV that we use four times a year.
Yeah. And so they did. And okay. So here you have Kerry Smith and Colton Wright are in favor of doing it. It looks like Rhett Rowell and Bobby Burkett and Ray Eddington are, you know, now suddenly against doing it because it's so expensive and, you know, don't spend any money anymore. And so they decided to do that. That's how they voted 3-2 to not do it. Again, 8 years waiting to do this thing, and we're just going to, what's the expression? Kick that can. it's amazing. And you can't say the board because the board is 3-2. It's not like everybody, but I don't know. I just watch it and I think, again, this is also why, I think reasonable principles, prudence, what's the right thing to do, and like reading the will of the masses, you know, I don't know that that's my skill. You know, maybe Jerry Cooey is right and people are all worked up and Reddington's getting all the calls from people. But who got them worked up? Who portrayed this like, well, they can't fix your storm drain and now they're spending money on their plush cushions or whatever, you know? How are these things being manipulated and presented and propagandized on social media? Because you know that happens a lot. 8:25 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 25-minute delay, traffic is backed up on the way to Oriole Beach. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Maintenance is important. Like,
don't worry about the oil change.
Just let the car go until the engine seizes up. That's fine. Yeah, it does. I kind of hate to repeat a joke, but I said it in the first time we passed in this in 6 o'clock, and I'll say it again. It just reminds me of I'm going to get you, sucker. When Chris Rock walks into the rib shack, he's like, "How much for just one rib? How about a sit? Put it in my hand, you know? How much for just like a square foot of carpet and three ceiling tiles? Can I get one microphone and a 3 foot square sidewalk? How much for 150? You know, like just. Oh, man. It's okay to spend money sometimes. It's actually okay. Hey, if you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. They've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, sports cars, minivans, daily drivers sitting on the lot, and you can survey a bunch of them. You know, you want to look at like five different makes and models of just like, say sedan, they have it. You want to look at the economy one, they've got that. And the advantage is it's all in one place. Instead of having to go here and there and everywhere and find the thing and meet the person and have your whole life conversation before they'll let you test drive a car, you know, like all of that, you don't have to do that. Just go say, here's what I want to look at. They'll let you do it. Test drive as much as you like. Test drive a bunch. I recommend you test drive even things that are not in your category. Just you might find out, hey, I love it. Or, no, that's why I'm not buying it. Whatever. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
Pensacola has a rich history of athletes. Pensacola Sports Association celebrates the past, present, and future athlete. Today, the Pensacola Sports Association will be our guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Sports Focus has and always will be on education, inspiration, and participation in various team, individual, amateur, and professional sports activities. Tune in today at 10:30 a.m. as the Pensacola Sports Association will be our guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Do you like apples?
Yeah. Yeah?
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
You know, I think one of the hardest things to do in politics is to remember that you, and somebody pointed this out in the text, is to remember that you serve the entire population. In Escambia, 330,000 people, in Santa Rosa, 210,000 or something like that.
And not just four.
Not the four people who show up angry at the county commission meeting or their, you know, their best buddies and their fake aliases on social media. That's real, by the way. That does happen, too. It's not even enough for them to stir up trouble on their own, but they got to stir up trouble under fake names. It's crazy, some of the stuff. You just got to, you know, sometimes you just have to say, you know what? I got elected. If you disagree, run against me and lose, as has been done. Yep. You know, so... but I don't know. I guess it's just born of some people want to know the truth and do fair analysis, and some people don't. So here we are. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The remains of the 7th American service member killed in Operation Epic Fury have been returned to the United States. The body of Benjamin Pennington arrived Monday night at Dover Air Force Base. Vice President J.D. Vance attended the dignified transfer. Authorities in New Mexico are searching the former Zorro Ranch, once owned by Jeffrey Epstein. It's part of a criminal investigation into alleged criminal activity there. Attorney General Raul Torres sent state police and local deputies to the property Monday. That's following a large weekend protest outside of the property.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Pensacola Opera is performing Oklahoma, and you'll have a chance to win tickets to that. Be listening. Also, the Symphonic Spectacular is coming to the Sanger on March 28th for the 100th season of the Pensacola Symphony, another thing to which we'll be giving away tickets.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, Day 11. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth.
Today will be, yet again, our most intense day of strikes inside Iran.
To finish off the threat after President Trump said the mission may be ending very soon.
We wiped every single force in Iran out very completely.
Taking out layers of leaders, most of Iran's missile supply, production, army, and navy. And if Iran tries to attack oil shipping,
they'll get hit at a much, much harder level.
And the president says he's unhappy that the son of the Ayatollah was the choice for a supreme leader, saying, I don't think he can live in peace. Oil prices dropping back again today, bobbing around $89 after topping 100. But instead of gas prices dropping, AAA finds pump prices jumped a nickel again overnight. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 71. It's cloudy this morning. We'll get to our full forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. Pensacola will take a $438,000 loss on the old Pensacola Motor Lodge property after the CRA voted 6-1 Monday to sell that property for $500,000. The city paid $857,000 plus $81,000 in carrying costs for a total investment of $938,000.
The city is now $938,000 into this property. That's $857,000 we spent on it, carrying costs, $45,000 includes landscaping, fencing, boarding, and then professional service, about $35,000, and we're going to sell for $500,000.
And Pace Preservation Partners plans to demolish the buildings by the end of the year and develop affordable housing at the property, targeting 30 to 80% of the area median income. The project does require a 50-year affordability period and would take about 29 months to build if Florida housing tax credits are awarded. Under Live Local, the property would generate no property tax revenue. Board member Jennifer Brayer voted no, wanting to explore further renovation options. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson warning residents about a new scam using artificial intelligence. He says it mimics voices of family members. He says a lot of people have already received calls that sound exactly like a relative, such as their grandchildren asking for bail money.
The scary one now is AI. So yeah. Now you can get a phone call from your granddaughter, and it's going to sound like your granddaughter, and she's going to say, oh, I'm in jail down in wherever, and I need you to send money to this. Now, please, please, Grandpa, please. And it's going to sound just like her, and they're going to do it.
And Johnson says if you get a call like that, just hang up and call the family member back directly. 99% of the time, he says they will be safe and at home. Well, if you're wondering what Florida students want to study, there's a new report out that may have the answer for you. A study by StuDocu analyzed Google search data nationwide to find the most popular college majors in every state. In Florida, computer science came out on top, more than 2,300 searches a month for that. Psychology came in second, followed by music, business administration, and criminal justice, rounding out the top five. As local rail service getting a new look. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story. He says Mayor Reeves and FDOT are looking into an interesting new concept.
Amtrak is now exploring a workaround to bring rail service closer to Northwest Florida. Instead of extending the Mardi Gras route east, the agency is considering a bus bridge taking Pensacola riders to Mobile to meet the train, then busing them home on the return trip. Rail officials are now saying they've been in talks with Mayor Reeves and FDOT about funding the next steps. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. A Niceville woman facing charges after firing a gun in her ex-husband's home on Saturday with their 9-month-old child nearby. Police say Shania Mona Carmichael forced her way into the residence armed with a firearm. During a struggle, the gun went off and fired into the ceiling in the direction of the room where the infant was. Carmichael fled with the child but was tracked down at a residence in Shalimar, where she was arrested. The baby's since been returned to the father. The firearm was also recovered. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But again, if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, expect about a 12-minute delay through that construction zone. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a nice warm day today with temperatures warming up from the 60s and 70s, quickly getting into the upper 70s for highs. Partly sunny skies with temperatures tonight dropping near 68. For Wednesday, small chance of a light sprinkle with mostly cloudy skies, high near 78 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees with showers and thunderstorms coming in after midnight. Heading into Thursday morning, showers and thunderstorms clearing up by 7 a.m. with a high near 67 Thursday afternoon. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 72 degrees. It is cloudy this morning. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. Taking a look at our numbers here at the opening bell on Wall Street. Market's a bit mixed today. The Dow is down about a tenth of a percent at 47,686 and just under three quarters. S&P is down just over a tenth of a percent at 6,787 and three quarters. And the NASDAQ is up just under a tenth of a percent, 22,711 and a half. The 10-year bond rate today is down a bit, 4.12%. Gold price is up 132.50 at 5,236.20. Silver up 542 at 89.45. Of course, what everybody's watching, oil, that's down 555 this morning at 89.22 a barrel. Bitcoin's up just over 1,000 at 70,051.81 right now. And taking a look at our financial headlines today. Executives and engineers at OpenAI and Google DeepMind are now joining Anthropic in its legal fight against the Pentagon.
Dozens of executives and engineers from Google and OpenAI are signing on to a legal brief to argue that the Pentagon abused its power by labeling Anthropic a supply chain risk. That extraordinary move has historically been reserved for foreign adversaries. Anthropic calls the designation unprecedented and unlawful. Defense contractors are now required to certify that they do not use Anthropic's models in their work with the Pentagon. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you very much, Rory. Officials at GE Aerospace have announced plans to invest $55 million to expand operations in Huntsville, Alabama. In a statement released Monday, the spokesperson said the expansion is designed to meet increased production demands for commercial and military aircraft engines and parts. Since 2017, GE Aerospace has operated on a 100-acre campus in Madison County, Alabama. Energy officials from the Group of Seven Nations will discuss releasing oil reserves to help counter disruptions caused by the conflict in Iran. Representatives from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom and the United States will meet virtually today to try to come up with a plan. The U.S. thinks releasing as much as 400 million barrels, some 30% of reserves, could do the trick. Oil prices currently at around $90 a barrel after surging above $100 earlier this week. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative. Local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Adana with Mathnasium this Friday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have school-age kids, you won't want to miss this show. Whether your child is catching up, keeping up, or ready to get ahead, Mathnasium has a solution tailored just for them. They are not just teaching math, they're changing lives through it. Dive into the world of Mathnasium Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue and Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at CareerSource Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we notice an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, I want to give credit and or blame in advance for this one, but this is John's topic.
What?
He doesn't even know it yet, but this is entirely inspired by you and Meg, who's not here to participate, you know, and whatever. But here goes, okay? You got a gallon of milk in your fridge. You drink it, you wait. And eventually it gets down to be, let's say, about a quarter gallon left, a quart. Literally, quart is short for quarter, in case you never figured that out. You never realized that a quart is a quarter gallon.
I didn't really think about it that way.
There's four of them in a gallon.
Oh.
I'm teaching people stuff all the time up in here.
I know.
how many quarts in a gallon? I don't know. What's it stand for? Quarter? Uh-huh. So how many? Four. Uh-huh. I know. Some of you are like, oh, never real.
Mind blown.
There you go. Okay. See, you always learn stuff on the Pensacola Morning News. All right. So you get down to about a quarter gallon. What do you do with that last quarter gallon? 437-1620, 437-1620. Assuming that you have another full gallon ready to go. I have been told, John, in John's household, they have a particular approach here. What? Do you drink the last quarter gallon?
Well, as long as it's not expired or...
Oh, I thought it was you who said you don't drink it.
Well, I was trying to be nice, but...
Is there somebody in your house who doesn't drink the last quarter gallon?
That would be me.
Oh, wait, so you just lied to me.
I know, because I was trying to feel better about myself. And you made this question about inspired by me. I'm like, wait a second.
437-1620. Do you drink the last of the milk? Or, John, your practice is to...
Well, I mean, if the fresh one's right there, of course we're going to do the fresh one.
Wait, what?
What? You said there was another gallon sitting there waiting.
You got a quarter gallon of milk.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say that much.
I don't care. You got 3 inches of milk. I don't know. You got a tenth of a gallon. You got a cup's worth at least.
Right.
And you got a new gallon. And you do what now?
I drink milk.
You open the new one?
Well, it depends on which one's closer. The older one's closer. But normally that gets pushed back because the new one gets pushed up front.
Which one's closer? No, you do not. So you have the...
Which one ever catches my eye?
You got 13 ounces of milk over here.
Right.
Left for some poor schlub who doesn't have
Yeah, because I really wanted 24 ounces.
And then you opened a new milk?
Well, it's up front.
Oh, my God. I can't see the one in the back. I can't even handle this right now. 437-1620. Okay, so unlike, you know, billionaire John over here who's just throwing milk out because it's more fashionable to open a new container, I can't even fathom it. But that's why I do this, because you never know. You know, you're driving around next to people on the road and you think they're all normal just like me, and then you find out that
they are normal.
Bust open a new gallon of milk because he's, you know,
well,
feels
it's up
like
front.
It. Okay. 437-1620. What do you do with your last, let's say, 15 ounces of milk or whatever it is in the gallon? Oh, my God. In my house, you drink it all.
Mm-hmm.
And you better not open the new one until you drank the old one, because the sooner you open it, the faster it spoils. And so you're preserving it longer by keeping it sealed. Okay, we'll get to text in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, goodness. Hold on. We ain't got no accidents right now. But if you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 12-minute delay. Also, Highway 90 coming into Pensacola. We're seeing some backup there, experiencing about a 15-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives, brought
Wait,
to you by
we,
Milk.
If we ain't got none accidents, doesn't that mean we have some?
No, we ain't got none.
Because a double negative means you have some, right?
No.
We ain't got zero accidents.
This is not a negative, and a negative equals a positive.
All right, Milkman. 846 on News Radio 92.3. I just... Every part of what you have told me so far, I cannot make sense of. That's why I love it.
I can't either, because I don't even think about it until you make me think about it.
Which milk do you drink? Whichever one's closer.
Well, yeah. How do I know that there's milk on the other one? Because our refrigerator sits very low where you put the milk down. It's not like it's at eye level where you can see around it.
Now you're gaslighting me by blaming the refrigerator. Okay. Well. All right. 437-1620. Where are we at here? Somebody says, you keep using it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody says, what is the other option other than to drink it? Well, that's the point. What do you do? Would you just throw it out?
No, somebody will do it. But I just don't think there'll be enough milk for my cup, and I don't want to mix the milk.
Somebody else will handle the problem?
Yeah. I'm not worried about
it. Like, they'll either drink it or they'll throw it out.
Well, that's not my problem.
Oh my God.
I just don't want to mix milk.
It might be more entertaining to me than it is to anybody else, but this is the most entertaining one that we have ever done to me. Because of everything I am learning about you,
it's fantastic.
All right. Let's see. Somebody says, we finished the last bit of milk unless it's spoiled. We've been cash poor and learned not to waste. Same.
Yeah, well.
The question applies more to fresh fruit than to milk. My wife refuses to eat the fresh fruit. She always wants to eat the oldest. My argument is the newest is better. You know, there's actually a pretty good argument there. That's a discussion for another day. You know, because if you're always eating the, like, not quite expired fruit, then you never get the joy of the really fresh fruit, if it is genuinely. Sometimes fresh fruit's not even ripe yet, so that's its own issue. But I'll have to put that one on my list for another day. 437-1620, because the, you know, if you've ever worked in retail and the idea of managing your stock first in, first out, and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, FIFO.
You think about it that way, I think. But for other people, like, I don't know, where's the best one? You know, the best one's in the unopened milk. Why not use that now? if somebody says, let's see, if the milk is that low, I'm just going to finish it straight out of the container. Okay, yeah. Although milk is a funny one, because milk gets the little crusties around the lip or the screw top, and you do not want to be drinking all that. That's why sometimes, you know, if you go to smell the milk and it smells wrong, it might be you're just smelling the lip and not smelling the actual milk. Yeah, so you got to be, you know, judicious about that. Let's see. Somebody says, I drink all the milk, but of course the best milk is raw milk, so good with the cream on the top. Okay, that's different. You got a FIFO, brother. There you go. First in, first out. Somebody texted that exact thing in. Nathan says, you take the cap off to preserve it a little bit longer. What? Why would the cap? The gas building up inside. Oh, okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. The gas building up actually fosters the spoilage rather than the other way around. But then you get your whole fridge smelling like, you know, semi-okay milk. Overall, drink it before you open the new one. John, it sounds like you have had an accident in the studio. That's true in many ways. I go to the new gallon, Jim
Thank
says.
You,
if
Jim.
Some drinks directly out of the gallon, I go to the new gallon. Okay. 437-1620. Let's see. I use milk well before it expires. It doesn't matter either way. Same reason I wouldn't drive any different on my last quarter tank of gas than my first quarter tank of gas. Okay. I mean, I see what you're doing there. If it's not chunky, drink it. No, that's right. That's basically true. If the last quarter gallon doesn't get drunk, it's usually used for baking around the house. That's true. You can put it into other stuff. I will say this.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I just, everything you said today kills me. I love it. It's fantastic.
No meds.
But I want to note something, and I want, this is a chance for you to tell me I'm crazy. Not you, John, because, of course.
Well, we know.
But I mean, we have run into a problem recently that I have never experienced in my life. And it has been unique. So Walmart has the cheapest milk. So we buy our milk at Walmart because I have boys and they drink a lot of milk. But recently, and they really fluctuate because I got my one who's on like his bulking and cutting kind of thing. And so when he's bulking, he's drinking 18 gallons a week. And when he's cutting, he's drinking none ever. So, and he's the big milk consumer. So trying to manage the milk supply in my house is hard. Okay, well, milk is kind of expensive. But what I have had recently happen is it's particularly true of the Walmart milk. It goes rotten much faster than I've ever noticed milk go rotten before. And it's happened like 3 or 4 times now, to the point where I don't buy milk there anymore if I can. And then I try it again and it happens again. And I just, this is me just literally asking if anybody else has had this problem or not recently, or if it's just me or my refrigerator temperature is set wrong, I don't know. But it's been weird that, you know, even like before the expiration date and the milk is, and you can taste it, like it's definitely the milk is off. So that's it. Just quick question for the audience. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are very, very good at this. And, you know, one of the things we've been talking about today is this, like, customary use, you know, beach access, right? And so what does that have to do with the realtor? Okay. Some of the people that bought, like on Perdido Key, are frustrated because, you know, they didn't know that they wouldn't be able to use the beach because it didn't belong to them. Or other people bought because they, you know, the land did belong to them. Okay, those are the kind of questions that a really smart realtor will be able to explain to you. And I know Christina and her team are very smart. They're diligent. They know what's going on in the local region. What's going on in development? What about the land use or the zoning for the properties behind your area that are in, like, you're on a dead-end street, but could it be opened ever? And those are the kind of questions that she will help you ask and think through, even when you don't think to ask them yourself. It's not just about getting better answers to your questions. It's about knowing better questions to ask and then getting the right answers to those. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 209 homes last year. That's crazy ridiculous. 786-3996.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance exists to deliver measurable results for Escambia County. Our focus is simple, growing local businesses and attracting new ones that create jobs, increase wages, and bring private investment to our community. Every project is evaluated on its ROI to taxpayers. Florida West works to ensure Escambia County remains competitive for high-value employers today and for decades to come. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is.
Oh, I am getting a bunch of answers here in on the Walmart milk. People saying various things about, you know, loading dock handling. I don't know anything about that, but also, you know, sometimes you pay more, you get a better product, and maybe true. But they've, you know, other people recommending, you know, organic milk or Aldi's milk or whatever. So anyway, just I thought it was interesting. Also, Meg is here. Do you want to defend yourself, Meg? You were part of this. I told you we wouldn't do this topic without you, and then we did it, and you weren't here. So the last bit of milk you don't drink out of the gallon, right?
Yeah. Once it gets down to where you can see through to the bottom,
Because oh, well, that's so like just milk.
But even so, you won't throw that out. You just, what do you do?
I throw it out.
You just throw it out.
Yeah,
okay.
I throw it out.
What about like 15 ounces of milk left? There's like 2 inches left.
Picky.
What do you do?
It's debate. I don't know.
What about
don't
orange
you feel
juice?
John, like he's setting you up for something.
How about the end of the orange juice? You drink the end of the orange juice?
No.
You let perfectly good food just go in. Okay. All
no,
right. All
no,
right.
It's not perfectly good because at that point it has that funky little, that color. You know what I mean?
Well, if it's bad, it's bad.
Right.
But you're discriminating against it based on size.
Gosh, there's so many things I could say about that. But I'm just going to say no.
All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Oh,
thanks,
boy.
Mate.
This guy.
I miss having you on the rat or the frivolous topic. I really do. I wish your schedules hadn't changed. Anyway, go ahead, John.
All right. If you're on 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze, experiencing about an 18-minute delay, and also Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, traffic is backed up almost to Woodbine. So just be aware of that. That's about a 25-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I don't really know what we need to do now. We've had such a different kind of show today. It's all right. It's fun. This is probably going to become the subject of a future, frivolous, but I just thought it was an interesting one. So kids these days, and this is not a bad one. Okay, don't tune me out. One of the things they're discovering is that social media makes them unhappy. I mean, breaking news. But screens in general are not satisfying. Screens can produce anxiety and frustration and comparisons. And just, you do it out of habit because it's kind of compulsive and addictive. Designed that way, says me. Anyway, and you're not happy. So they're realizing, hey, this doesn't make me happy. I'm going to try to do something else. Well, just not doing screen time is kind of a hard thing to do. It's kind of, you can't just do a not thing. What you can do is a replacement thing. And so as a John, do we do traffic on the fives? I feel so dumb. We did it, right? Okay. Anyway, but you can replace an activity with some other activity. So what women and men, what they're trying to do is they're taking up hobbies. They're taking up other activities, like the story that the AP had about this 23-year-old who she and her roommates decided to take up needlepoint as something to do. Instead of scrolling, they're needling, which is needlepoint's kind of fun. It was therapeutic. It distracts you from work or stress, and it also does something with your hands instead of just doom scrolling. She says, my grandmother used to always do crochet or needlepoint or something while she was watching TV. Always do something or take it with you in your purse and do it at the doctor's office, whatever. You always have something. I'm a book person, so I'll do the reading, but you can't really read and watch TV at the same time. Anyway, some of the hobbies that are being taken up by people, knitting, gardening, needlepoint, pottery, origami, blacksmithing, ding, ding, ding on the anvil. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. They've got to do a lot of work to get into blacksmithing. But in any case, the millennials and the Gen Z folks are taking up a lot of these hobbies. You know what they're calling them, John?
What?
Grandma hobbies.
See, that got your attention.
It did, because my son, who insulted me by saying that I listen to Grandpa Rock, and now we got Grandma hobbies. Somebody said, it's like a video game, but, in real life. So people are playing games, board games. They're playing, chess, mahjong. Cards is a great one just because it's easy to play and then you can talk while you're doing it. This one guy, Scott, who's based in Savannah, says he's taken up bird watching, which he says is like Pokemon, but, it's a video game, but in real life.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be you've got the order of events backwards there. But poetry, pottery, I don't know, calligraphy. There's all these different ones, okay? Somebody says, I joke with my friends that I have been a grandma my whole life, so it's only fitting that now teaching other people what their best grandma hobbies will be is my life. I kind of love it. Well, we might have to take that up as a frivolous topic at some point in the future. Did you see the thing about Mr. Clean retiring? They're going to retire the brand Mr. Clean?
What?
Yeah.
No.
They're going to retire Mr. Clean. He's done cleaning. He's going to go on. It turns out they're not. It was all a gimmick. Because what I kept thinking is, why would you retire a brand that is iconic enough for you to make a promotional campaign out of retiring it?
Exactly.
And, of course, they're not. They're just, they've got your attention. So.
Thanks.
There you go. Mr. Clean is going nowhere. Because he doesn't deserve a vacation.